Alles für den Geld. Für den Geld. Ich bin der Orge.
Yes, but don't worry, we know all the members of the committee. You will be participating. So how do you hand? Can I note Mr. Gumede?
Yes,
Chair. Let's be honest. I am a political element. Right? I've got a whip of a committee from whom we must get guidance. It will be appropriate that we get guidance from the whip. Other than that, we are the majority party. If the chairperson of the committee is not there, I would rather say the whip chair, because at least that's a better way. But I need consultation from my whip to tell me that is this the correct procedure.
No, it's not. I can tell you for free.
Can I give advice on that issue, honorable members? In terms of the parliamentary procedure and processes, when a chairperson is not in the meeting, the committee democratically needs to elect a member themselves.
Yes.
And then, yes, the whip is the whip of the ANC, but not the whip of the committee. So it's not automatic. The members would still need to elect an acting chairperson.
Yes.
So we need to go through a particular process. It's according to the National Assembly. Yes. Honorable Kampiri.
As I said, I therefore nominate Didi Shabalala to be the chairperson for the day without wasting any much time.
Okay, I take that as a nomination. Is there any second to the nomination? This is the land of Advocate Mpumlwana.
I agree. I support that. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, sir. Thank you.
I am supporting.
Any objection? None. Any other nominee? None. Yes. Oh, there is.
Yes, there is. I nominate Honorable Umphile Maotseng to chair.
Is that Mekomani?
Yes, it is me.
Yes. Mekomani nominates Honorable Umphile to as an acting chairperson. So we've got two nominations. I am now by the rules expected now to see know the members who are in support of Honorable Tshabalala as an acting chairperson, and check who are those who are in support of Honorable Maotwe as the chairperson. Can I first note the support for Honorable Tshabalala? I'm going to request members to vote by hand. I see Honorable Mpumlwana support. Honorable Tshabalala, you are also allowed to vote. Number two, three.
Even myself, I can't see that icon. Sorry to just budge in. Honorable Piri.
Honorable Piri, the fourth one.
Or no one.
Supporting the name of Honorable Tshabalala.
I am, and yes.
You are supporting, you are the fifth member. Any other member in support of the name of Honorable Tshabalala? Okay. So I have noted five members of parliament. Let's see the members who are in support of Honorable Maotwe. Can I note the names of the members? First one, Honorable Maotwe, noted. Second member,
Honorable Komani.
Honorable Komani is the second member. Any other member in support of Honorable Maotwe as acting chairperson? There is none. Is there any other member? Okay, we've got two members in support of Honorable Maotwe. So in terms of the voting, there are five MPs who have voted for Honorable Piri and two MPs voted for Honorable Komani. I hereby declare Honorable Chabalala as the acting chairperson for this particular meeting. Honorable Chabalala, over to you. You are duly elected to chair the meeting today.
All right. Thank you so much. And I hope my audio is okay. Can you confirm that, Isan?
I confirm.
Okay. All right, thank you so much, honorable members, and you're all welcome to the meeting. We are 30 minutes behind to the meeting. I will request Isan that you take us through the committee program for today.
Okay, thank you. Chabalala, emanating from the meeting that we had last week where the Department of Public Enterprises briefed us on the budget cuts.
Thank you.
Yes. From that presentation that was made by the Department of Public Enterprises, we are expected as a portfolio committee to have a report in support of the budget cuts and the new budget that has been made to the Department of Public Enterprises. And in line with that, we have drafted a report that speaks to the budget cuts that were made by the department, by the Minister of Finance to the Department of Public Enterprises. And we need to highlight the impact of that appropriation, adjusted appropriation bill, and the recommendations. And we actually, as per the email that I sent to you, the members, I just need to note that we actually use the analysis of our content advisor who has actually looked at the budget cuts, the impact and all that, and we arranged actually for him to take us through this morning, this afternoon, through the report. However, the content advisor has informed us that he actually lost his father this morning. It's for the bereavement. So he was unable to join us for this particular meeting. So I will try and maybe engage to take the members through the report as planned. So that is basically what it is. So the members will have to look at the report, the observations and the recommendations as to whether we change them or the video that they are. Thank you, Honorable Chabalala.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Mkumi. Honorable members, they just, I would like to assume that all of us, we did receive the report and we went through the report. Now, I would really implore members that had Mr. Mkumi just take us through to the observations and the recommendations. Then after that, then immediately we take discussions with members. If you can do it in that manner. Over to you, Dr. Mkumi.
Thank you, Mr. Chabalala. I'm not sure if members would want me to share the report on the screen, or I can just go through it where they can open it, the one that I sent to them. In order.
You can fight it.
Yes. Okay, sir. Let me fight it. Are members able to see it?
Yes, we can.
Okay. Am I on, is it showing on 5 impact on the recommendations made by the budget, made during the budget vote instead of delivery?
Yes.
That's where I want us to focus on. Basically, the revised budget of the SSL budget of Ibasasal budget as a response to the coronavirus, and it had an impact on the budget vote because it seeks to mitigate the responses of government to COVID-19. So we're basically there highlighting the challenges that the department are facing with relate to staffing and capacity to do oversight. And that the cut in the budget actually is going to exacerbate the position of the department to continue doing oversight and be able to do its work. So in terms of the programs of the department, they have all been affected by the budget cut of the Minister of Finance. Particularly even the third program, which is the business enhancement, transformation and industrialization, which is the one that is responsible for the sector oversight of all the economic interventions of the Department of Public Enterprises. This particular budget of the Department of Public Enterprises has been affected, and then we go to, I think I should have started actually with 4 that highlight the observations of the committee. That the financial performance of state-owned companies, which has placed considerable pressure on the public finances for several years, is likely to deteriorate in 2020-2021, obviously due to the pandemic and the economic restrictions that are expected due to the reduction in revenues, but also the global volatility of the market, because it will obviously make it difficult for state-owned enterprises to actually borrow money from the market, because also the country has been downgraded. Secondly, we're looking at the programs within the department. The main budget in all programs has been affected by the suspension of funds. Most of the interventions are aimed at social programs such as health, economic, and unemployment and other state interventions. And then we've got a table there, table B10-1. Which describes the changes in the allocations for the 2020-2021 in the following. Basically, it says that administration has a nominal decrease of 28.871. Program 2, which is state-owned companies, governance, assurance, and performance, it received the smallest allocation for 2020-2021. The program decreased by 11 million, resulting from the suspension of funds for purposes of COVID-19. And program 3, which are only three programs within the department, has received a decreased budget of 22 million due to the suspension. And then overall, the department budget decreased by 61 million only for 2020-21. And then the compensation of employees, actually amounts to 197 million for 2021. The goods and services amount to 108 million due to the suspension of funds resulting in a decrease of 31 million for goods and services. So the recommendation that was made for the budget vote of the Department of Public Enterprises, we have opted not to change any of the recommendations that we have made because the budget has not really, is not really going to affect the oversight role that we put in place over state-owned enterprises, and the budget and the recommendations are still within reach and achievable in terms of what the portfolio committee had proposed to the Department of Public Enterprises as recommendations for the 2020-2021 thing. But it's for members of parliament to change where they feel that the recommendations should be changed or where they feel that there is something that must be added to ensure that we ensure that the Department of Public Enterprises either gets more support or otherwise. It's for the portfolio committee to decide. Thank you, Mr. Lamar.
Thank you, Dr. Kumi. So you can remove your report set when members deal with it page by page. Then you can leave it on in case there's other areas page by page members want to highlight. Members, this our report as the portfolio committee. Can I then note hands of colleagues who were to engage with the report, be it in the body of the report, be it in the text itself, if you feel that there's a need for us to change some of the text, please indicate and what page are you indicating and talking on. So we'll open up for hands. Colleagues, I see honorable from my side, okay. I can see Honorable Kachalia raising his hand. Perhaps let's just note all members of the committee. Do let's just do that. Honorable Kumeta, you be the first one. Then we have Honorable Kachalia, Honorable Maltway, and Honorable Piri, Honorable Mfumbana, Honorable Komane, and lastly, we would have Honorable Mpanazi. I don't know if you did know Honorable Mpanazi's apology, that didn't call me, but he said she'll join in as the meeting progresses. All right, over to you, Honorable Kumite.
Thank you, Chair. Am I audible?
Yes, you are.
Thank you, Chair. Facing the reality is that under normal circumstances, when budget was done, the department or the SOE wasn't that much allocated sizable funds. So the 61 there in fact is light from the original budget allocated. As a committee, I've got a feeling that it's something that we need to accept and further recommend that what the department needs to do thereafter, that after the cut, after the 61 is gone, how is it going to manage the situation? When they rearrange themselves inside, there will be some progress that they will say they are not going to be effecting because they don't have money, so that when we do the performance, the performance at the end of the financial year, at least we may know the reasons why they may not have reached the target. Other than that, Chair, my recommendation is let's consider the recommendations and be more articulate on the recommendations. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Honorable Kachalia.
Thank you. I note the deductions, the reduction, and they are relatively small in comparison to the overall budget, particularly when you look at the relative size of the work announcement conservation, which has the largest chunk. Now, I would be interested to understand, to get a more detailed explanation of the intent of that line item in the budget as the largest line item, as to how we can perhaps look at that to see perhaps what reductions can come further from that to assist with the challenge of COVID. Then on the recommendations, if you look at 6.11, it simply says, well, if you look at the beginning, it says the committee recommended within 2021 financial year that the Department of Public Enterprises ensures, and then you go to 611, that issues relating to the growing concern of South African Airways and South African Express. But that doesn't make sense. What is it ensuring? How can you ensure the issues? I'd like clarity on that before we can accept that recommendation. Thank you.
He's on mute.
Sorry, Honorable Kundana. Thank you, Honorable Kachodia.
First of all, let me congratulate you, Honorable Chair. I have confidence in you. Yes, I think I agree that the amount is not that much. It's a small contribution we are making to the government and that's something you should really speak. I think it's just, but I agree. Thank you very much. I have no comment. I say I approve.
Okay, thank you so much. Can we have
thank you very much, Honorable Chair, you look beautiful, anyway. Chair, the report that is in front of us is unfortunately not addressing the issues that you are faced with currently. There were 7 SOEs and none of them is performing. And if you look at the recommendation, it's that generalization, I mean, is SOEs introduced, like it's like we are living in a normal environment where everything else is above board. But we've got SAA that is sinking, we've got SAA Express that has been liquidated, we've got corruption and not performing well financially. We've got ESCOM that is load-shedding every day. We've got ANETCO that is on the verge of collapse. We've got SAFCON. None of these SOEs are performing well. And we've got the department that comes here and presents the report as if everything else is good. And even the recommendations do not say anything. I mean, we're told about where the Department of National Treasury, where the Department of what. What is this that the government is going to be doing? It's not there. Okay, I see the chairperson is raising his hand when I'm speaking, so I'm not sure what he's doing. Maybe let me welcome you. But you can't disrupt my speech. I'm speaking now. Please, Chair, wait. And then, if you look at the last one, when I'm honorable Chair, Tawala, not the other one. This one for today is not the Chair. He's saying they should report every second quarter. We can't accept something that says this department that is failing to report every second quarter. Actually, they should be reporting monthly on what they are doing to make sure that they take their SOEs to their previous glory where they were doing well. So, effectively, if we were to support this report, we are basically saying Department of Enterprise is just check collectors. They must go to work, collect checks, and then they will come and see us in the second quarter. It's unacceptable. I can't, honestly, political lines aside, but this report does not give me much muscle for me to want to support it. It's not saying good things, except to say, let's work with this one, let's work with that one, let's do this, let's do that. But what are they doing currently, the current issues that they're facing? I think you can. Therefore, I cannot support this report. I reject it. We reject it. Thank you.
Alright. Thank you, Honorable Montoya. Can I ask Honorable Komane?
Thank you very much, Chairperson. And let's welcome the Chairperson of the Committee. But for today, let's, as women, celebrate the Women's Day. So let's not be confusing. Chairperson, I also want to emphasize the fact that this report is unfortunately cannot be accepted. Because when you hear, you look at the report, it says they should report, just like the latest speaker has just said, this report on second quarter. And we are speaking of the department that is really not performing, given the SOEs, given everything. We speak of the department that needs to be back for money. We should say we should monitor them on a weekly basis, but it cannot be. But if I say person, the report, we cannot support this report because we have been speaking endlessly to say we need to know the consequence management as to what is being done, especially to ESCOM. What is it that is being done to the corruption and everything? But it is also, the report is also silent in terms of what is to be done and as to what, how it would look like going forward. But equally, I also share the sentiment with Honorable Kasele to say we need to be clarified on item 6.11. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Kumane. Can I then welcome the Chairperson of the Portfolio Committee of Public Enterprise, Honorable Kaya Magatwa. Your colleagues have noted that there may be challenges with connections due to load shedding. Welcome, Chairperson. And thank you, members, for really making sure that I keep the seat warm for the chair. In this instance, I'm going to welcome Comrade Kaya and colleagues to also add his view on the issue of the report as being discussed. Honorable to you, Comrade Kaya. Over to you.
Thank you, Chairperson. Actually, I thank you very much for your kind holding the Chairperson's position. Secondly, I would like to sincerely apologize to all the members of the committee. We happen to have a crisis of load shedding, and my subject refused to connect shortly and has advised out of my area to get an area ready. Thank you very much. Secondly, I am a bit disappointed by the contribution that I just said. I was wondering if people have been dealing with the adjustment by the letters presented. Well, since contributions are not likely informed by both the budget that we already adopted from when the minister presented at the beginning of the financial year. This one is an adjustment and to do with the COVID-19 that we find ourselves in. And a certain portion of amount has been taken from that budget. Therefore, I don't understand if people will start raising all sorts of problems that we all are aware of. We're all aware of the problems confronting our state entities, including SAA that is seriously in trouble. And there are initiatives to start the process and improve that state in that trial, as far as we all are supposed to understand. Now, the issue now is the budget, the adjusted budget that was put in front of this committee. in fact, in front of the parliament, and it was adopted already by the electoral parliament. Now it's for us to deal with that question that has been taken. Therefore, Chairperson, I agree with all other people that have adopted this budget. I thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for the contribution. And I'm caught between hard and a rock. And I would want to make my own pair submissions as well. But let me give Honorable Piri, then after Honorable Piri, then I would then come. Honorable Piri, over to you, ma'am.
Chair, please note me, Nangetta.
Oh, sorry. So my apologies, Honorable Madinga, you follow Honorable Piri. Yes, Honorable Piri.
Chair.
Yes. Okay. Honorable Piri, please mute your mic. We're gonna give Honorable Malinda to come after Honorable Malinda to speak the petition. Mute your mic for now.
Chair.
Yes.
Yes. My name.
All right. Use your mic for now, Honorable Piri. Thank you. Honorable Madinga, please come in.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson, and congratulations on keeping the seat of the chair warm.
Thank you. So he just going to do it that way. He's got some program that he's looking at. 6.10 speaks about regular progress reports. So I just want to ensure that the department collaborates with the Department of Rural Development and Land Reform in addressing long-standing issues relating to pastoral land claims and regular progress report twice a year to the committee. I feel twice a year is a bit stretching it too much. If we can say perhaps they need to finish the committee regularly insofar as that is concerned, because it relates to another department to give us then place and what is happening. So perhaps if they can give it to us regularly, if not quarterly, so that we can move with it as it moves. 6.11, that's the one Honorable Katana is speaking about, saying he just wants charity perhaps wise. If you put it that way, I would have hoped that Honorable Katana would have spoken to it if there's something that perhaps he would have wanted to change there. But on my part, this is what I would want to submit, to say that the public enterprise should furnish the portfolio committee with a business rescue plan. Remember, there's a business rescue, and we were told there's a business rescue plan, and that is what is happening right now. If the department should finish the committee with a business rescue plan, that has been agreed upon, as you might hear, that that plan has been agreed upon and on SAA and other subsidiaries under it. And what is the cost? That's one. Secondly, 6.11 is also recommend that since the department will be giving the voluntary severance packages, what type of jobs on those voluntary packages? If we can hear in terms of that report, they can inform us on what type of management that are taking several packages, so we can understand the lower, top, or middle, and report on that. 6.13, it says, work with Department of Cooperative Government, Rural Development, and Reform, PSO, Richard Stores, Mining Company, and Communal Property Association are properly constituted to facilitate the successful implementation of the deed of settlement and delivery of socio-economic development programs to the beneficiaries. I want to perhaps give and just also sponsor a recommendation as well to that recommendation, to say, can the department give us a geologist report on the state of mining insofar as the system is concerned, but on the base of Alenco, whether it is still a value for money that you can extrapolate there. So if you can get it through the department on that one. 6.14, it says we need to address the financial and governance issues facing the state-owned companies within the department to and provide regular feedback to the committee. I think it's in quarterly, rather than say regular feedback, it should say quarterly. Perhaps let me leave it at that to say, colleague, I also understood it to be supplementary budget, not rewriting everything, but just looking at areas that are more crucial, but I'm also adding to the report as a member of this committee. And I'll pause there. Let me give Honorable Piri, if she has better connection now. Honorable Piri.
Thank you, Chairperson. Am I audible?
Yes, you are.
Am I audible?
Yes, you are, but you are cutting along the way. I would suggest also, if you're struggling, I'm sure we have comments where we can write. Perhaps you can make your submission.
The code shedding problem is helpful. I know it's
okay.
The problem is the code shedding also on my side. But I think maybe I can be heard and follow your footsteps, Chair. One step to go, let me go straight to recommendation without wasting much time and take the advantage. On 6.16, Chairperson, Well, it has been long overdue on the recommendation that states ensure that all vacant positions are permanently the sixth administration. Can we be give the department as a committee and recommend that within the next quarter report from the department must be filed. Moving straight to 6.7, I have a challenge, Chair, as we are saying, it's an adjustment due to COVID-19, but you still write you're gonna have to establish a strategy and plan an action. But I believe this also gives us what are the changes according to their strategy. So, Chair, I propose that we have already made an adjustment. We are saying we want to get progress report. It must not be developed, but we need to get progress report of a strategy for COVID-19.
Okay. Right. All right. Thank you so much, Honorable Piri. And that means me, I'm going to come to you. Honorable Piri, please mute your mic. Piri, mute your mic. Okay. I'm sure your technical team can mute Honorable Piri. All right, thank you. On the conclusion, it says, Honorable Members, having considered the supplementary advice in view of the establishment of public enterprise, the committee recommends that the council passes the budget. I think, Honorable Mutumi, perhaps you guys wanted to say that Parliament passes this budget, not council. That is something just for us to really just clarify them. So we're coming to you on 6.11. I don't know if Honorable Kachalia, you might want us, are you happy with the changes on 6.11 besides it saying that it must ensure that issues relating to going concern then it's caused differently and has finished the department with the portfolio committee with the turnaround plan that has been presented by the business ministry. Will that be sufficient enough? I think those are the only concern that Honorable Kachelli has raised. Other than that, members are saying that they are okay with the report, members that have spoken on the report and the changes that one has made. Yes, Honorable Kachelli?
Chair, I agree with what you said in terms of 6.11. However, the discussion, if you allow me, and the intervention of the chair who came in late, point. Yes, this is an adjustment budget. And I have some problems because in terms of the adjustment budget and presenting it, it opens the door naturally to a re-evaluation of what and where costs can be cut in order to contribute to COVID-19. But we are presented with an amount, and that amount is not substantiated as per line item where it's taken from, with the reasons for why, so that we can interrogate and say, yes, it should be more, or it should be less, or it's okay. Then secondly, the recommendations, I don't understand the nature of the recommendations in full, because they don't apply to the adjustment budget. They are general recommendations, and they don't necessarily apply per se to the adjustment budget. So I would like to see a discussion or an exposition or a substantiation for the deductions that will go to COVID-19 as to why they're necessary, so that we can discuss this and say, yes, that makes sense, it doesn't make sense, it should be more, it should be less, and then to have the recommendation in line with that, not general recommendations. If we have general recommendations, you're opening the door to all things. I would like to put in there the recommendation that we prioritize transparency and accountability, particularly in view of the many SOEs that are our purview not producing annual financial statements. No doubt other members will have other issues to put in there. So we are opening the door very broadly here. Either you narrow it in terms of an adjustment budget, what are the adjustments, what are the reasons for the adjustment, let's discuss it, agree, disagree, and then move on. Otherwise, you're opening a big door here. I hope you get my drift.
No, I guess what you're saying, one of the reasons for the adjustment, like you said, this is adjusted appropriation bill based on the supplementary budget coming from the minister, and all of us were in a meeting where the department was briefing us on the 6.1, briefing us on the amount that has been cut in so far the department, and the body of our report captures this from the background itself to say this is the result. Overall, the budget decreases to 51.871 million in 2020-21. That has been explained, and we were told where they are going to reprioritize the budget. But like we're saying, Honorable Katala, this is in relation to COVID-19, and there's an important point on the recommendation where it speaks about disbursements and ATP, and that's what Honorable Steve was talking about when he says that let's have a proper report from here so that we are able to see this amount substituted, as like we're saying, with a new plan now that is brought in based on this budget that has been adjusted. Because if you want to be specific to specific ones, you then have to go through to the targets that the department needs to fulfill. And in this instance, it means the training must then change overall. So here now, we are really dealing with that report where we seek to accept rather the adjustment budget that has been taken. Because all of us, let's face it, there isn't money in the country. We are all departments affected by this, and that's what we seek to be doing, to take it to Parliament to make sure that we start also that overall oversight that all of us need to take and start to the department to see if there is prioritization of this budget, how it's going to be allocated, and all of this important for us to be able to do our work. And I hope I make sense to you as well. So there we have this honourable members. There's been recommendations, some omissions, amendments made to some recommendations to the speaker that is spoken, and therefore I want to place the report to your hands, honourable members, to perhaps allow a situation where we can move for the adoption of the report. And as noted, the EFF, honourable Mauser and Pomane, where they said they reject this budget adjustment and this report, and they will not support it. That is the notice. Can I note other members as well on the adoption of the report itself? Honorable Castelli, I see your hands.
On the basis that I've outlined, with the lack of explanation as to exactly what, and given the fact that there are large line items, for example, to be allocated to in terms of funding for SOEs like new proposals in terms of the airline. This is not. I would be keen. I'm unable to support this report. Thank you.
All right. All right. Thank you so much. We note not supporting the report. Can I note another member? You can speak, honourable members. I'm not able to see who has raised their hand if you've done that on this system.
Honourable Malinda?
Yes, honourable Malinda.
Thank you, Captain. I think you have summarized the report and done very well. You accept the report with the amendment that you have made. The report says supported.
Thank you for that. We've got a mover for the support of the report. Can I have a second to that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, who are you? You must say it categorically.
Hey, well, let me not get to that thing for you.
Kelly, when the Dem Kumlana really supports the second, the adoption of the report with this recommendation and noting the amendments to the report. That has been said, honorable members. I think from my side, the report sent adopted by the committee. Can I then take it over to the deputy? Is there anything else I need to do? My first time I'm keeping the chairperson seat warm. So I'm
making
sure everything's done properly. Yes?
No. Everything went well.
All right. Thank you so much.
We will process the report with the amendment.
Okay. Thank you so much, Honorable Mutumi. And honorable members, allow me to thank you for really voting me in to sit in this chair and the meeting stands adjourned. Chairperson, I give you a space to echo your hello to Honorable Mautwe. Greatly, the meeting is adjourned. We have a sitting at 3, honorable members.
But only subscribe
for my
please.